I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
As promised. A Tarkanian twofer. Yeah. We've got Amy Tarkanian, the former chair of the Nevada Republican Party, in studio with her husband, Danny Tarkanian, who's running for Congress in CD3. And to one and all, thank you for coming in. I know you guys are kind of busy this time of year.
We are. This is actually a very exciting time. We are going to take a road trip as soon as we're done here.
Where are you going?
Somewhere fancy and fun, filled with lots of Armenians and and lots of money.
Oh, we like that.
Yeah, we do.
So Danny, where are you going? Mesquite?
We're going down to Southern California.
All right.
Near the Glendale area. How's
excellent,
that?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Let me just ask you, Danny, because I keep hearing that you are on the radar for this Young Guns program that they're talking about with the Republican Party. It's great because, A, it gives you notoriety, but it also gives you money, I think, at some point.
Well, what this does is the NRCC, it's called the National Republican Congressional Committee. What they started, it was about 10 years ago, Paul Ryan and McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, started it. And what they do is they identify candidates that they think are having a show, they have a strong campaign. You go through three steps. The first step is being on the radar. And I was named on the radar yesterday. Second step is being a contender, and we're submitting our documentation for that, and we anticipate that we'll be placed on the contender list next. And then the final one, which is the most important one, is when you actually become what they call a young gun, and because what happens then is the members of the GOP in Congress will give you contributions. It's like Christmas. You go back there to Washington, D.C., and you meet with all of them, and they're handing you envelopes, and you just stuff an envelopes into your jacket, and you open them up.
No, it sounds like the mafia. It's not like Christmas. It sounds like the mafia.
Gosh, you don't even know how much is in each envelope, so you get excited. I mean, for someone who gets on the phone like I do and call every single day for 2-3 hours asking people for contributions. In fact, I've made over 100 calls yesterday, and I think we talked with maybe 3 people. And to be able to go to an event where people just hand you envelopes and they're all in the thousands, maybe higher category, it's a wonderful time. And not only that, but then it tells the donors around the nation that the NRCC thinks your race is one of the target or wants them to please contribute to them. So it makes a big difference for candidates. And let me give you a cautionary tale. The Democrat nominee, Socialite Susie, she's already getting that. They don't call it young gun status, but she's been identified as a Democrat nominee that they want to contribute to. And as we mentioned last time on the show, she's got $200,000 in the last quarter just from online contributions from ACLU.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So she didn't make one call for that. Those are just money that comes in and she collects it.
Amy, do we, I mean, I'm still trying to pull out of everybody, out of candidates and out of surrogates and different people across CD3. I'm still trying to find out what Susie Lee stands for policy-wise. The only things I ever hear about her, she's rich, she knows how to raise money, and that's about it.
Well, you can't be mad at her for being rich. I mean, that's everyone's goal, right? True. Everyone wants to be successful financially. But, you know, she's out of touch, though. So you can also be somebody who's wealthy but completely out of touch with the average person.
Does she have 17 homes?
That's what I've been told. I don't know. And wow. I also have heard that she has a jet.
Well, the 17 homes and the jets were facts that were brought out in the primary by Democrats in the last election. These aren't Republican talking points. These are brought out by her Democrat opponents in the last election.
We can also call her Socialist Susie. We can call her Sanctuary Susie.
Exactly. And those are the two great points that you mentioned. She wants socialized medicine. She's all for the single payer system. And she's come out very strongly for open borders and sanctuary cities or counties in this regards. So those are two other very fine names my lovely wife just mentioned.
Or how about not wanting to speak for those who can't speak for themselves, Susie?
Ooh.
She's definitely pro-choice. I mean, she's full-blown NARAL.
Oh, wow. Wow. Let me say, are you guys really beginning? And Danny, I'll start with you. Has this general election race begun for you?
Well, I think clearly it has. The day I got into the race, Susie sent out an email blast ripping me as the Trump pick to run against her and used it to try to raise money. Actually, I bet it was very successful because she raised quite a bit of money online from that. So she started off the day I got into the race attacking me by being Trump's choice. I certainly didn't get into this race to lose to her in the general election and feel very strongly that we're going to really, really run a great campaign and prevail this time through.
Again, Danny Tarkanian joining us, his lovely wife, Amy. They are the dynamic duo of Nevada politics. Amy, let me just ask you, at this point, everybody points to June 12th as being election day and all that. But talk a little bit about the importance, and as a former state party official, the early voting is so critical, and it gets glossed over. A lot of ads you see say, vote June 12th, but they forget that May 26th is early voting.
Right. No, it is crucial, and if you don't want to be bombarded with phone calls by candidates saying, please get out and vote, please get out and vote, if you vote early, then you will be removed from that list.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, if the candidates are, if their races are being ran smart, then they would check daily to see who's voted, who hasn't voted in their districts. So, yes, if you vote early, then you will be removed from those phone calls.
And I'm guessing from people walking your neighborhood, knocking on doors.
Absolutely, yep.
I think that, I never knew that.
And I know that a lot of Republicans aren't big fans of 2 weeks of early voting, but it is what it is at this point. So I do recommend that you do vote early as possible. We historically have voted on election day, both my husband and I. That's just something that we like to do as a family, and we take the kids with us. But if you would like to not be bombarded, then vote early.
I love that. More to come. Amy Tarkanian, Danny Tarkanian. We're talking about the race in CD3. We're also going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on in Washington right now. We have a newly sworn in Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. We've got the possibility of a major, major breakthrough in North Korea. What does that all mean? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare. And I'll fight all tax increases. Because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I just love it. It is Live and Local Now. So good to have you with us. And, of course, you know, here on Live and Local Now, we try and follow pop culture as best we can, and especially when pop culture intersects with politics. Kanye West was on TMZ, said some things that many people have taken. They've taken them the wrong way, or they just think they were stupid stuff that he said. Here is Kanye West, followed by an unidentified TMZ employee who, as the guy was leaving, laid into him. Here is Kanye West and an unidentified TMZ employee.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. Prison is something that unites us as one race, blacks and whites being one race, that we're one, we're the human race.
While you are making music and being an artist and living a life that you've earned by being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives. We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Frankly, I'm disappointed. I'm appalled.
What say you, Amy?
Well, first of all, can I even ask a question of my husband who
Go
listens
ahead.
To Barry Manilow?
Yes.
Do you even know who Kanye West is?
Yes, he's married to Kim.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
A fellow Armenian.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Okay, Amy, so what did you hear?
Well, you know, generally, I think Republicans don't really care what pop culture has to say about politics. That's usually on the Democrat side. But I find it interesting that now there are certain folks who are finally not afraid to speak up and speak the truth. So I applaud Kanye West.
Look, and I think if this is a typical left tactic where they take something that you may not have said as clear, Kanye should have said as clearly as he should have, and have completely twisted around. If you heard what he said, first of all, he's talking about 400 years, and he says it's not really slavery, it's prison. And what he was referring to, because he clarified it today, or that I read it today at least, that he meant that they have a choice of belonging just to the Democrat Party and being enslaved under those principles, and he doesn't believe that those principles are what's best for the African American party right now. So what was wrong with that statement? Except he was bold enough to say it and take the wrath of the African American community. I think he showed great courage doing so.
Well, and he's shown great courage in coming out for Trump.
Well, absolutely. That too. But every time an African American is a Republican and has strong conservative views, and you see that with Justice Thomas, you see that with Thomas Sowell, the great writer, the African-American community in general attacks them and calls them all kinds of horrendous names and demeans them, and they've done the same to Kanye. And I just think it's for him to come out and do this, and I think even more so saying he supports Trump, he showed great courage with that because he's going to face the wrath. How about the rapster, that raptor, rapster? Rapper, rapper.
Rapster.
You're
how
so
about
cute.
The
is that like
rap-
napster? Or is that like, I don't know.
How about, and a raptor, for now we're talking about dinosaurs.
How about the rapper who said, hey, let's get the Bloods or the Crips, whichever one they were, to go out and attack Kanye because he said positive things about Trump. And not just attack him. They were talking about beating him up severely.
Oh,
you know,
wow. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, because you were making fun of my
yeah,
linguistics.
I was too busy making fun of you.
Again, I just think he showed great courage in standing forward to doing that, and even greater courage in not backing off. Who was the person who made a comment recently, and I forget her name now, supporting Trump, and I think she was in Britain, and she had to come back in. She walked back and apologized for making a positive statement about President Trump, which
who
I just think
was it,
think
Shania
so
Twain, or who was it?
I don't know.
I think it might have been Shania Twain.
I think it was.
But again, you make a positive statement about Trump, and all of a sudden the left goes ballistic, and they call you all kinds of names. And it's where our society's at right now. And then the left calls Trump and his supporters bad people, where they're the ones that are making these kind of attacks for just speaking out and saying you like what President Trump's America First policies are doing for our country or the world.
Amy, are you surprised, though, that somebody like Kanye West, with such notoriety and such a high media profile, that he would come out and in favor of the president and some of the Trump America First policies? I mean, when I first saw that, this was the same Kanye West, wasn't it, that a couple of years ago was saying he was going to run for president in 2020.
Yep.
I guess he may want to put that on hold.
Right. Well, I think that it's hard for anyone, and I don't care what you do for a living and which part of the country you live in, to piggyback on what Danny was saying, it's hard to deny that what the president is doing is a success, and it's helping everybody from the lower class up to the upper class. So once again, I applaud someone like Kanye West who lives in an area that is going to probably spew all kinds of hatred onto him. But, you know, he's already got confidence. I think the guy's pretty self-confident, so he'll get through this just fine.
And I think if he ran on the GOP, he might have a very good shot to run for president in the future.
Really?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people on the GOP side that applaud what he's doing now, and feel that he has a lot of courage to do what he's done.
I
don't know the rest of his policies, and I don't know all of his background, so I'm just saying from him stepping out and favoring, speaking out in favor of President Trump.
Yeah, I don't see him as running for president. He also said in another tweet, though, I did happen to catch, where he said he wasn't sure if he was, you know, a conservative or not, and that he needed to look more into it. So, you know, either way,
give
at least
him credit
the guy,
for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the guy's done a good job.
He's got an open mind. I want to ask you about the caravan, which has now arrived at our southern border. They're trying to process as many of those people as is possible. Danny, what do we do with these folks and the optics of turning away a young mom with her infant son or daughter and telling them, I'm sorry, we have no room for you. Goodbye. Yeah, go back to Guatemala.
Again, it's always the worst case scenario that you mention and you do that. Now, first of all, they're doing something really right now. They're having people that are there go in and through the interview process in Mexico before they cross the border and determine whether they really have a valid asylum request. But what offends me, and I think what should offend all Americans, is when you have people climbing the fence, waving the fist, mocking the United States because we're not enforcing immigration laws. Those are shown all over television. And that's why so many Americans are upset at what's going on. There is just not the rule of law. There's no respect for our immigration policies. If you want to come here and seek asylum, what they're doing now and having them do that, at least with some of them, they're doing it, they're processing them in Mexico before they come into the United States so that you take away the drop and release problem that we've had here in the United States.
Why not simply leave them at the border and say, Mexico, this is your problem, not our problem? I mean, if indeed when they cross a contiguous country, can you just do that and cherry pick where you want to emigrate to?
I believe we have laws in place right now that take in people that have serious issues in their country where their lives are threatened by the government there, and we allow them to have asylum when it's truly factual and not just a desire to get into the United States. Look, I come from an immigrant family. My grandmother escaped the Armenian genocide and came to America at a very young age. The opportunities we were afforded by that policy of the United States is incredibly wonderful, and I don't want to deny anybody that. It's the people that abuse the system and that mock the system and that mock the rule of law of the United States are the ones that offend so many people here in America.
Okay. If folks want to help you guys, if you need yard signs put in, if you need people to walk neighborhoods, Amy, where do folks go?
They can go to TARKNV.com.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. I'm giving you guys a 48-hour pass to the People's Republic of California. if you want to raise money, that's fine, but you got to be back in 48. I don't want to have to send a rescue team for
you. We can't afford that. We're going to be in and out within 12 hours.
All right. That's Danny Tarkanian, his beautiful wife Amy, and my name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you wonder why we allow so much of the Rolling Stones to be on this radio station, it's because it's the greatest rock and roll band in the history of the world. Yeah, they're that good, and they're still performing at age 90 or whatever they are. Great to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. As we mentioned yesterday, Pat Casale, our buddy from the MultiCare Group, was en route to the RNC meetings in Florida where I'll bet you it's a hell of a lot more, it's probably a lot more humid and probably just as hot. And joining us is Pat Casale, joining us from the MultiCare Group. Give me a quick weather report down in Florida. Where exactly in Florida are you? Orlando?
We're in Miami. We're at the golf course. We're at I can't think of the name of the golf course. I'm a little tired because of course the time difference here. We got started at 7 o'clock in the morning, which means 4 in the morning. So I'm a little out of it. But I'll tell you what, the place is great. I can't even think of the name of the place now. I'm really lost.
It's just somewhere in Miami.
Not Mar-a-Lago.
Beach.
It's Trump's golf course.
Oh, okay.
All right. So today was at 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern time. Michael J. McDonald represented the state of Nevada, the city of Las Vegas, like a champion. And last week in Washington, they're looking at a bidding process for the RNC convention. So they were down to three sites because today we were the third one. Last week they met with people from Charlotte. And then from San Antonio, Texas. But Michael McDonald had the floor today, and he put in a bid to bring the Republican National Convention in 2020 to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would that be way cool?
Well, check it out. Michael Glassner was there. He's number two. He was number two of the Mean 15. Trump's personal bodyguard, his name's Keith Schilling, was like, I know Michael. I work with Michael. He's a good friend. This guy, he knows what he's talking about. He can get it done. You have next in 2020, his name is Brad Pascal. He's going to be President Trump's campaign manager. He was there. It was unbelievable. I mean, and the best part about it, and then Laura Trump, they're all thanking Chairman McDonald for his support of the president. He's a close friend of the president. He's been a vital piece of the puzzle. And then he started doing the presentation. Initially, we thought we're not going to have a shot. And all of a sudden, we started getting all these, we got a lot of applause. We got people asking positive questions, and they liked the idea. The only thing they were worried about is, you know, it's Las Vegas. And Michael put that aside. He said, "Listen, it's Las Vegas, and you know what? It's not only a casino capital of the world. It's the hotel capital of the world. It's the entertainment capital of the world. And casinos now generate 80% of their income not from gaming, but from hotel, entertainment, and food." And they were all in shock. They didn't realize that. And they didn't realize that we can contain everything. So people could actually come to Las Vegas, never leave the area. Like in Cleveland, we were staying miles away and we had to be bussed in. People could actually walk to and from the T-Mobile Center if we put it on there.
Wow. Did you get any inkling from the RNC people as to what the criteria usually is for holding the national convention there?
Security. Access, hotel rooms.
Which we've got a gazillion of.
You know, and they don't, and Michael brought up the fact that, when we have any kind of holiday, New Year's Eve, we have crowd control. He hit it all. He hit it out of the park. I am telling you right now, I had no idea. This guy amazes me every time I hang out with him because I gave him bullet points. We put together a nice little portfolio for them for the team to look at. But man, he didn't even go by script. He just went off of all the different things that we cover, and the best part about it. And when you really think about it, Kevin, when you're talking about country music holds their deal at in Las Vegas, who's more backbone American than country music? NASCAR comes to us. I mean,
two races now, two racing weekends, not just one. They've increased. They've doubled it.
But they also give out the awards, Kevin.
Oh yeah,
in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's really good. I mean, I'm telling you right now, he was definitely a champion for Nevada. It's unbelievable.
What is it? So run me through the process. Everybody now, has everybody given their proposals?
We're in the final. They're down to three, and we're in the final three.
Outstanding. Let me ask you, is there a money component to this? Like you have to pay to the RNC $20 million or something?
No, you don't pay. This is going to run between $40 and $60 million to put on, but it will generate probably $1 billion in revenue for the Strip.
Wow,
that's what I call an ROI. And the other thing about it is we now have a state of the art, incredible arena in the T-Mobile Arena. Okay, and we do this in July. So what better time to do an event at the T-Mobile Arena would be in July after the after our Knights win their third straight National Stanley Cup championship. But the season ends in June, so we have plenty of time to get ready for it. And the nicest thing about it is the way this is all situated, the way this the layout would go, people would be able to come there. And usually it's during the week. So during the week, casinos really don't have as much business, especially in July. It would generate revenue for the casinos. It would give them hotel capacity. It's like any other convention. The only difference is a little more secure. But more importantly, people can end up staying in Vegas several more days to enjoy Las Vegas for what it has to offer. I mean, you know, you take helicopter trips down to the Grand Canyon. I mean, Michael covered the bases. I mean, I'm sitting there, and they got rid of everybody. I was the only guest able to stay there because I was on his staff. It's just him and I from Las Vegas. And then, of course, you go around the table, and it's a who's who of people you've seen on CNN or Fox being interviewed. It was really impressive. And he really, every question that they hit him up with, he had the right answer. I'm telling you, this could be the greatest thing. And if it doesn't happen in 20, it'll never happen because obviously Trump will look to get reelected. And with everything that's going on, this would be tremendous for Las Vegas. And then when you think about it, Kevin, we had October 1 at Mandalay Bay. What a better way to say we still believe in Nevada. We still believe in the people of Las Vegas. We're going to do this event in the state of Nevada and in the city of Las Vegas.
I think that's absolutely tremendous. Let me just ask you what. So when do they actually decide?
That part I can't give you the answer. I know what's on the table, and I'm gonna guesstimate probably over the course of the next month or two. There may be more Q&A, maybe more investigative reporting on our behalf. But I got to tell you, if you look around the room, a lot of people, there were several people from the Mean 15 that were sitting around the room. It's pretty impressive to see Las Vegas on the map, on the RNC side. And here's the other thing. We would be the first political party to do something in Las Vegas. I mean, let's be honest. If the DNC lands, they're close to their flag. We're screwed. We'll never be there. So this is our shot, 2020. I mean, you figure if we could get this done over the course of the next several months to get the approval, then we have to start getting the balls rolling for security and hotel rooms and all that good stuff. I mean, but it would be an amazing event, and I think it would be exciting. I went to Cleveland, and you know what? It was a pain in the neck to have to go through, take a bus for about 25 to 30-minute ride, have to go through the Cleveland Indians ballpark for security reasons, then be able to walk to the event, to the Cleveland Cavaliers home to see the RNC convention. In Las Vegas, we could contain everything. So if you're staying inside there, the only security would be walking into the T-Mobile. So we cut that out. And actually, look at the publicity. Look at all the positives for Las Vegas. And the other thing about it, when you look at the commercials and whatnot, you start to watch these events, and they're happening in Las Vegas, all the rooms, people start thinking, wait a minute, Las Vegas, we always think of Las Vegas as gaming. Who considered family-oriented, family stuff, and who thought about sightseeing and just going to fine restaurants and all that good stuff? That's the best part of the whole deal. And it's cheap. You know, when you look at our airport, it's a hub for direct flights. So everything about this is great, and I'm telling you, Chairman McDonald hit it out of the park.
Has the community submitted a formal proposal? Is that what you're doing right now? Is that what you did?
We presented a formal proposal according to the parameters set forth by the RNC. Now, where it goes from there, we don't know. I mean, a lot of times cities or states blow lots of money to try to bring the convention to their various big cities. The problem is, you spend millions of dollars and you may lose. Well, we did this in a way where without losing money. So the last time we walked away from the table when we were there, Chairman McDonald was told, "Hey, if we're going to support you, you make the presentation." And dude, I'm telling you, I was so impressed; it was unbelievable.
Again, Pat Kasalk joining us from the MultiCare Group on our City National Bank guest hotline in Miami, Florida, and Nevada, and Southern Nevada in particular. Has submitted a formal application to the RNC to host the 2020 Republican National Convention. Does the president have essentially the final say on this? And considering the relationship between Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, and the president, they talk on a regular basis. He talks with staff on an almost daily basis. Does that give us maybe a leg up on the competition?
It gives us one extra domino to play with. But I'll throw out a hint to you. The 22nd of June, we're supposed to have we're having our RNC, the state party convention. And while I'm here, I'm talking with Greg Baylor. We're looking at potentially bringing in a very powerful speaker. I suggested Trey Gowdy. You think Trump would be better than Trey Gowdy?
I think so. Trump is making America great again. Trey Gowdy is retiring from Congress.
Yeah, but he's a great speaker. But I want to ask you a question. What if we had both?
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. There's an outside shot that could happen.
Wow. That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. I tell you, a lot of exciting stuff going on. Pat, thank you so much. And I know that we're going to be hearing from you again later this week during the convention, just to give us a sense of what people are talking about, if they are revved up. Is there a malaise? Is there a fear of a blue wave and all of that? We'll let you get your feet on the ground for a day or two, but we'll get back to you later in the week.
Have a great one, Kevin, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat Casale, joining us, our buddy from the MultiCare Group, who is with Michael McDonald at the Republican National Committee, the RNC, their annual meetings. And this year they're in Miami. Very nice. And by the way, they're at a Trump golf club today. That's not bad either. Stick around. More to do. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
This is David Gibbs. I'm a 25-year Air Force veteran and the Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. As I meet folks across this district, I hear one recurring theme. Get the government out of our lives and out of our pocketbooks. As your congressman, those will be my guiding principles. Every vote I take will be based on how it affects you, how it improves your lives, and your ability to keep what you earn. My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote in the primary election on June 12th. Visit my website at Gibbs4Nevada.com. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for Open Seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre. Website Allen4NSCCC.com. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan Lefevre is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan Lefevre believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan Lefevre. Go to Allen4NSCCC.com. That's Allen, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan Lefevre, to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan Lefevre.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. With real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can actually help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water. It's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio. For the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. And by the way, you want to save more money on real water? Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. Yeah, they deliver real water right to your front door. They do it for me. I know that Wayne Allen Root is a customer as well. And we save tons of dough on our real water. And they bring it right to our front door. It's so cool. You want to check it out? In fact, if you want to order the service, realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Okay. I want to get down to this whole issue. And by the way, David Gibbs is going to join us. We talked earlier with a candidate from CD3. We're going to visit with a candidate from CD4, David Gibbs. And we'll get a chance to find out what's going on there. There seems to be an issue about, at least one candidate and the fact that he was kind of a never-Trumper. He went on stage that way. And a lot of people are blaming the never-Trumpers for the state essentially turning back over to the Democrats. But David Gibbs, candidate for Congress, CD4, will join us coming up at the top of the hour. Now, one of the things that I thought was interesting, and it was kind of a mini debate between Jeffrey Toobin and Alan Dershowitz on with, who was it, with Anderson Cooper. And it was about the prospect of the president having to plead the fifth, if you will, if indeed he is subpoenaed by Robert Mueller. Can he just thumb his nose at the special prosecutor? Little bit of a disagreement between Jeffrey Toobin, the protege, and Alan Dershowitz, the former Harvard law professor.
Again, I'm not a lawyer. You're saying if he takes the fifth,
give him immunity.
And that, but his answers can be used against him for
an impeachment proceeding.
So, Jeff, why would he take the fifth if that's the case?
Because the Mueller's office will never give him immunity. They are not going to give him the opportunity to be excused from any kind of criminal prosecution down the road. I mean, that's what immunity means, is that it could never be used against you. So the idea that this central figure is going to be excused from any kind of criminal liability.
But if the Department of Justice believes that a president cannot be indicted, then why would they
I mean, did the Mueller team somehow fight that?
Moreover, well, it's not transactional immunity, it's use immunity.
It's
so
use
they
immunity,
can they
yeah.
can go after him. They just can't use the evidence they obtain or the fruits of that evidence in the criminal prosecution.
I think the odds of Mueller giving the president of the United States immunity are infinitesimal. It is not going to happen. And the president can end this process overnight if he decides to take the fifth.
We are embarking on something real interesting. The folks on CNN and MSNBC are going to call it a constitutional crisis. I call it something that's going to be really interesting. And it's going to involve all of us and the 63 million people who voted for Donald J. Trump are going to have to step up and be counted. Because there's talk of impeachment. There's talk of subpoenaing the president of the United States. The president pleading the fifth, which, by the way, Lois Lerner, I guess, got to do. And if Lois Lerner can do it, can the president of the United States do? I guess what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My name is David Gibbs, candidate for Congress in District 4. Our economy is growing. Unemployment is down. For Hispanics and African Americans, it's the lowest on record. Businesses are expanding, wages are increasing, and entrepreneurs are starting new small businesses at a high rate. Especially in Clark County, we see new houses again being built and property values increasing after years of decline and stagnation. People across Nevada are optimistic again about our future. This isn't happening by accident. It's the result of economic policies that focus on you, on your businesses, and on your families. President Trump told us during his campaign that he was going to remove the barriers and regulations that hamper growth. He's done much already, and we're seeing the results of that work. But it's not just Washington that's making our economy boom. It's you. The people, seizing the opportunity to start a business or expand your current one. But we're not done yet. You need a congressman who will keep the pressure on to keep eliminating regulations and open more doors for growth and success for everyone. That will be my primary focus, continuing the work to remove those barriers. I will work hard for you so that you can pay your bills, save for your retirement, or put money away for your children's education. We're headed in the right direction. I need your help so I can work for you, for your families, and for America. Check out my website at Gibbs4Nevada.com or send me an email at Dave@Gibbs4Nevada.com. I ask for your vote in the primary election on June 12th. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Reminder that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Tarkanian for Congress. That's Tarkanian for Congress. Coming up, we're going to shift our... We're going to shift gears a little bit. We've been talking a lot about Congressional District 3, better known as CD3. We're going to shift over to CD4. David Gibbs will join us. He has been traveling this huge congressional district. I mean, this is North Las Vegas. It's what? It's just about everywhere in the state. Nye County. Yeah, Mesquite. Ely? I mean it's everywhere. We'll talk about that. David Gibbs is going to be in studio with us. Yeah. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and Local Now. Another one bites the dust.
I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. This election is about you. It's about your pocketbook, putting food on your table and a roof over your and your children's heads. It's about removing barriers so that you can save for your retirement and for your children's education. As your congressman, I will decide every vote I make based on these guiding principles.
How does it affect you? What does it mean for Nevada's families? My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote on June 12th. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.